Prime Minister Scott Morrison arrives in Vietnam today, the first Australian leader to make a bilateral visit in more than 25 years. The trip comes as the Prime Minister insists he's prioritising relations with the Indo-Pacific region, even as Australia commits a warship to counter Iran's influence on the other side of the world, in the Straits of Hormuz. Trade will be high on the agenda, but so too will the rising power of Vietnam's giant neighbour to the north, China. John McCarthy is a former long-serving diplomat who's been Australia's ambassador to the US, Japan, India and Vietnam. John McCarthy, welcome back to Breakfast.
Good morning.
It's a busy month of international travel for Scott Morrison. He was at the Pacific Island Forum last week. After this, he's off to the G7. How do you place the significance of this visit to Vietnam within that broader agenda?
Well, I think it's a very, very good visit to make. Vietnam is a very active Southeast Asian player now, and we've always had a good relationship with them, at least since the end of the Vietnam War. And we haven't had a prime minister make an official visit there for 25 years, so it's high time. Where I think it's particularly important, though, is in this national examination and debate of our relations with China and the US, we seem to be seeing it very much as a triangular exercise between the three countries. And our focus, I think, is a bit narrow. I think it's very, very important to engage in depth at the highest level other major players in the region, of which Vietnam is one, India is another, and so on.
So when you say in depth, what are you talking about? What do you want them to flesh out beyond the trade matters, beyond the obvious security questions confronting them?
I think it's very important to get a certain commonality approach to the problems that are posed in the region between countries which are broadly like-minded. That doesn't mean to say we have identical perceptions at all. And I think you need that to be done through sort of frequent engagement at an officials level, at, say, junior ministerial level. But it's also very important, I think, that there is a dialogue at the head of government level. And I think Morrison is right in taking this particular approach with Vietnam, because they are a significant player, and we perhaps have not paid as much attention to them as we should have.
Interestingly, Vietnam seems to have benefited, in my reading, very significantly from Trump's trade war with China. They're sending a lot of the materials that America was getting from China to the Americans. But another interesting detail, youthful population in Vietnam today, and its GDP per capita is expected to increase fourfold by 2030. What's going on there, and what's the opportunity that Scott Morrison might be looking at?
Look, I saw that statistic, and I've checked on it, and it's there. It surprises me a bit, because a fourfold increase in GDP over 12 years is really extraordinary. But it is correct that they have a very young population. Their growth has been at 7% a year for some years. Probably, although it goes up and down a bit, the fastest growing economy in ASEAN. They're a highly sophisticated people who have quite a high educational level, and they are taking advantage of opportunities for education overseas. And you're correct in stating that they will have some advantage because of the difficulties between the United States and China. I think it's important to note, for example, they're now the second biggest exporter of smartphones in the world, and major Korean companies, for example, are now stationing factories in Vietnam because of difficulties they've had with China and re-export from China. So they're savvy, they're sophisticated, and they're very, very industrious.
Could I ask for your thoughts on this? We obviously saw the example last week in the Pacific of the way smaller countries and small blocks of small countries are able to play the larger powers off against one another in the way that we've seen play out in this last little while.
Sure.
But that perhaps in Southeast Asia, we might see these smaller countries actually gravitating more towards countries like Australia and the United States because of the proximity to what China is doing in the South China Sea, among other things.
Yeah, I mean, the thing to bear in mind about Vietnam is it's had historical difficulties with China. They will talk of 2,000 years of problems with China. And, of course, they fought a border war with China in 1979. So their appreciation of China is an entirely different dimension to countries further afield who may be worried about Chinese expansionism and even adventurism. So they have a very carefully thought through set of policies, and their policies towards China are quite nuanced. They're tough, but by the same token, their biggest trade relationship is with China. So I think the position they take is something that one can watch very, very carefully because they're so close to it. And as I say, they're sophisticated in the way they deal with China.
Is there something Australia could learn from the way Vietnam handles, you know, China?
I always think that in this China issue, the public debate in Australia, I think, can get a little bit overstressed. One has to bear in mind that countries like India, Vietnam, Japan have very long-standing sets of dealings with China. And I think we can learn something of the very modulated and nuanced approaches they take. Not necessarily a soft approach, often quite a tough approach, but nonetheless sophisticated and quite subtle. And the Vietnamese, as we learnt during the Vietnam War, are actually very savvy international players. And I think it's a very good move by Morrison to establish a really serious high-level dialogue with the Vietnamese Prime Minister and the Vietnamese government as a whole.
We've been talking a bit this morning about Australia's commitment to this military mission in the Strait of Hormuz. You are also, I note, a former US ambassador. The Greens leader said to us this morning that he thinks it makes the world a more dangerous place, that this involvement is not in Australia's interest. What do you think?
Well, I'd rather agree, not because he's a Green, but I just don't think it's in Australia's interest. The way I would look at it is, in current circumstances, Australia's political energy has to go into Asia. That's where our interests lie. That's where we need to establish ourselves as a very significant military and political player. Now, I think we have been diverted now for over 20 years by putting too much political energy into the Middle East at the behest of the Americans. I would argue that has to change. In the Gulf, I note that the Germans and French aren't involved in this exercise. The British were not involved until Mr. Johnson became Prime Minister. Need for that exercise seems to me to stem from the fact that the Trump administration changed policy on the nuclear deal with Iran. So the origins of the problem, I think, lie principally with the United States. We now say that we should be guarding ships from Iran. Well, the fact that there is a threat stems from American actions. And in those circumstances, I think Australia would be well out of it. And I think our concentration should be where our real interests lie, and that is in the Indo-Pacific region.
Could I just put it to you, though, that there's a pretty blunt matter before us, which is that we don't have a big stockpile of oil reserves. We rely on the oil that comes through the Strait of Hormuz. If Iran managed to disrupt that passage longer term or even choke it off, that would have huge implications for Australia. It therefore might be in our interest to participate in something with limited scope to ensure that that oil continues to flow through.
Yeah, I know that argument. But the Germans and French also have to deal with that set of issues, the French in particular. The Japanese, who have not yet made a decision, also have to deal with that set of issues. My sense is that our policy should be directed more towards the United States seeking an accommodation with Iran, and it seems that we're quite a long way away from that. I come back to the fact that I think our emphasis should lie essentially on the region, but there are different views, I accept that, but I happen to take that particular view.
John McCarthy, really appreciate your insights this morning. Thank you.
You're most welcome.
John McCarthy is Australia's former ambassador to Vietnam, among other places.